With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The city of Missoula wants to know where one of its rivals got price information about the water company it's trying to buy. The city is trying to buy, through condemnation, the Mountain Water Company, which serves local residents. A judge has given the city permission to do so, but the price for Mountain Water is hotly contested. Now the city says the CEO of a rival would-be buyer from Canada, called Algonquin Power, leaked a price for the company that Mountain Water's parent company gave him. The city wants to know where the CEO got the $200 million value that he cited in talking to investors in August. A rare type of rabies case in Missoula County has public health officials urging dog and cat owners to get their pets vaccinated. Today, the State Department of Livestock reported the first case of rabies not associated with a bat in nearly 20 years west of the Continental Divide in Montana. The department says a rabid skunk bit one person, and four dogs believed to have had contact with the skunk are under quarantine. Furthermore, a state rule says all unvaccinated dogs, cats, and ferrets in Missoula County are prohibited from being taken out of the county.
This is somewhat of a new experience for everybody in Missoula County.
That's Assistant State Veterinarian Tawny Szymanski. She says rabid skunks and quarantines associated with them are fairly common in southeastern Montana, but rare west of the Continental Divide. The rabid skunk associated with the exposures in Missoula County has been killed. A group of feral cats, also believed to have had contact with it, will be euthanized, Szymanski says, to prevent further spread of the virus. 34 Montana lawmakers have sent a letter to Governor Steve Bullock saying they support President Barack Obama's plan to cut power plant emissions over the next 15 years. The plan, announced in August, calls for Montana to cut its carbon dioxide emissions rate by 47% compared to 2012 levels. The letter sent yesterday from the Democratic legislators says stopping climate change will be disruptive and somewhat costly, but it is, quote, one of the major social and political imperatives of our era. The letter adds that advances in energy efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy should help offset economic losses by the coal and other fossil fuel industries. Democratic Senator Dick Barrett of Missoula says the letter's meant to encourage Governor Bullock to find common ground in presenting a plan to meet the federal targets. When the president's clean power plan was announced in August, Governor Bullock said he was, quote, disappointed in the high emissions goal set for Montana. Many Republican elected officials here strongly oppose the president's plan. People in Helena are being targeted by scammers who claim the federal courts want to arrest them for missing jury duty. Steve Jess has the story.
At least one person in Helena has sent money to a PayPal account to settle a non-existent arrest warrant supposedly issued by the U.S. District Court. Chief Deputy Beth Conley with the court in Missoula says victims are getting phone calls from an official-sounding person claiming to be with the federal court system. The caller says the victim has been named in an arrest warrant because they failed to respond to a jury summons, but the case can be settled by paying a fine online through a PayPal account. It's a scam, and most people don't fall for it. Conley says the scam artists appear to be targeting only people in Helena for now, but people in other parts of the state might get calls soon. Court officials are concerned because the scam is happening at the same time the court is sending real jury notices through the mail. Courts always contact potential jurors initially through the mail. If you think you've been targeted by this scam, call the jury administrator. We'll have the phone number on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Steve Jess. The flu season is already underway across the state. So far, health officials have recorded 12 cases of flu in six Montana counties: Yellowstone, Gallatin, Lewis and Clark, Missoula, Beaverhead, and Broadwater. Carl Milhon with the Department of Public Health says Montana's flu season typically doesn't begin until October.
This is a little early. So right now we're kind of enhancing our surveillance systems and trying to see if this is an indicator of an early season or if this is just a blip.
Two people came down with the milder B strain of the flu in August. The rest are infected with the stronger influenza A virus, which usually dominates the flu season through the winter months.
What you're seeing is how it all begins in the country and in Montana. And this is a really good reminder to get vaccinated now.
A lot of people who got vaccinated last year got the flu anyway because it was only 13% effective against the H3N2 virus, which was the dominant strain. This year's vaccine has stronger protection against H3N2. The 2015 vaccine is widely available through doctors, pharmacies, and health clinics. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Overworked public attorneys and a civil rights group are telling Montana lawmakers that funding shortfalls may be having a detrimental effect on public defense. Nikki Zupanik of the Montana ACLU says a 2005 overhaul of the state's public defense system has not corrected the appearance of inadequate representation. Public defenders say they simply need more attorneys. If you got a flu shot last year and still came down with the flu anyway, this year's flu shot should be better. Becky Wehner, an immunization program manager with the Montana Department of Public Health, says the current flu vaccine is stronger than last year's against the most common type of flu virus expected, known as H3N2.
The CDC is predicting a better match for the vaccine this year than last year. They were able to make some adjustments to the flu vaccine this year to make a better match for the way that the flu drifted last year. So we're anticipating, at least this early in the season, that we're going to get a much better match and people should stay better protected.
Montana's flu season started early this year. So far, the state's confirmed 12 cases in 6 counties across Montana. In most cases, the flu doesn't begin spreading until mid-October. The flu vaccine is already available at many clinics, pharmacies, and doctor's offices in the state. So far, flu cases have been confirmed in the following 6 counties: Yellowstone, Gallatin, Lewis and Clark, Missoula, Beaverhead, and Broadwater. A Stevensville woman who's serving a 40-year prison sentence for the hit-and-run death of a pedestrian is asking a judge to allow her to present new evidence that she says proves her innocence. The Montana Innocence Project has taken up Kate Garding's case. The organization hired engineers to reconstruct the 2008 crash that killed Bronson Parsons in East Missoula. Experts at the Rocky Mountain Dinosaur Resource Center are confident that the bones found by a team in Montana are those of a previously undiscovered species. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports outside experts will confirm whether it is indeed a new species of dinosaur, nicknamed Ava due to its resemblance to the plant-eating Avaceratops. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.